Welcome to South Haven Business Beat, exploring business from the top of Mississippi. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. And now, here's your host, Robbie Yates.
How's it going? Welcome back. My name is Robbie Yates, and I'm here with TJ Green on South Haven Business Beats. And TJ, we're going to dive into learn about your business and what got you into digital marketing. So, and first of all, man, TJ, thank you for your time. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know a lot of people feel like they dabble with digital marketing to some degree. What was the point that led you into digital marketing?
So I started my company doing animation for small businesses to help them market their business. Mm-hmm. And so as I was doing it, I would run into a lot of clients who not only did they not understand animation, but they didn't understand how to use animation in their marketing, mm-hmm. or they didn't have a marketing plan. So digital marketing came about as a step back, you know, instead of going straight into the animation, let's at least first, do you know who your target audience is? Do you have a map to turn a stranger into a loyal customer? And that's kind of how we started going into digital marketing. And so really, digital marketing was like that first step before we do anything else with a client. Like, first, do you have that set up before we can even go through anything else?
Yeah. I know it's probably tough to pinpoint one thing, but if you could say what's, you know, some of the important things for a small business or business they can use when it comes to market, what is something that they really need to do?
So first thing, need to have a goal. Like, I know it's kind of like, it seems like fundamental, or it seems like one of those basic things, but we really don't have the proper goals. And what I mean by like goals, not just like the surface goals when it comes to, I want this many social media followers. Or, you know, let's think about first, what is the very end result that you want? Whether that's revenue, whether that's this amount of customers that you want to serve, what is that end goal? And you kind of back away from there. So like, for example, if I want to do an annual revenue of $100,000, I break that down to how much I want to do a month. Mm. And then from there, that's how I decide what actions should I do. Should I focus, should I bring my LinkedIn followers up by 100 followers so I can have more people to talk to? And then from those people, I need to have so many traffic visits to my website. Yeah. And then from there, I need to have so many meetings. And then I need to close that amount of meetings. Like you see, I having a goal kind of helps me kind of walk down the action steps that I need to do.
Yeah.
So like having a goal, I think, is probably one of the most important things that we may miss sometimes, because it's hard for you to really know what actions or what things you should do when it comes to digital marketing when you don't know where you want to go.
Yeah. Because if not, I feel like you're just, let's say, throwing spaghetti against the wall.
I mean, that's exactly what you're doing. You're shooting in the dark.
Yeah.
And another thing is, we don't necessarily know who we want to talk to. We have a target audience. And what I mean by a target audience, a group of people that our service or product is perfect for. And there's several groups of people. You know, let's take a restaurant, for example. They have different things on the menu. You know, you have vegetarians going in. You have people who are simple eaters. And you have people who are really picky about what they eat. Those are three different types of audiences, but they go to the same restaurant. So you need to know, what stuff do I have for these people? How do I need to market to them? How do I need to serve them? You know, you got people with food allergies. You need to make sure that that your menu talks to them. Let them know what ingredients may put them at harm. So, like, it's same thing with business. You have different people that you need to serve, and so you need to service them in their own special way.
Yeah, I like that. So all the aspects you're talking about, the different channels, what's some of the common mistakes you see people make?
So common mistake, making marketing harder than it needs to be. Like, marketing is already hard, but what makes it even harder is really our mindset. Mm-hmm. Like, because think about how long it may take you to do a certain action or start posting consistently or whatever it is that you feel like you need to do. A lot of times we make it more complicated than what needs to be done. What needs to be done is we need to have a plan and we need to execute. We're going to mess up. We're going to fail.
Yeah.
You got to give yourself enough grace to start. Because if you focus on trying to get it perfect, you never really start. And so one of the hardest things when it comes to marketing, especially social media marketing, is that execution, being consistent with the execution. That's because we overthink it a lot. So I would say keep it really, really simple when it comes to marketing. I'm talking about, like, simpler than you think it needs to be. Like one or two social media platforms, and just kind of dive into it. Just talk about what your business is. Just talk about common questions that you get a lot of times. You know, just don't think that you have to do what Coca-Cola does, because Coca-Cola didn't do what they did until now. Every business has to grow today. So give yourself grace and just start. So a lot of times we don't start.
Yeah.
I think that's a very common mistake there.
Where they say it's paralysis by analysis.
Yeah. Like you just over-evaluate things. And that's with everything. It's not even just with marketing. So I've learned to give myself grace and allow myself to mess up. Because if you want to be honest, let's think about it. You really learn the most stuff in your life from experience. Yeah. After you did something and see there's a better way to do it, then you kind of get better at it, you know.
If somebody's going to be open to realize,
you're
going to improve my business.
Right. So you brought a good point. So you need to evaluate your decision. You know, you can't just keep doing something. You also need to review it, evaluate. Am I getting the results? Am I, you know, look at the type of post you're putting out. Is that something that you would want to read? Mm-hmm. So, like, I know as business owners, it's hard for us to see everything from an outside point of view, but social media, just kind of reviewing through your page, is a good way to kind of get that outside point of view. Act like you're a potential prospect and just look over your page. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Things like
that. Yeah. I like how you said, you're going to make a mistake, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Everybody makes one, it's all right.
Yeah, because if you think about social media, do you ever, like, of course, it depends on the post, but do you ever see a post from a business and be like, man, that was a horrible social media post. I would never go. Like you really don't do that. Like, the most you're going to do is just ignore it. Like, you just scroll past it, and that's what your potential prospects are. If you make a post that doesn't make sense or doesn't give them all the answers to their question, they're not going to shame you, or they're not going to just not buy it. They just may not see it or may scroll past it. So there's really no downside.
Yeah. Oh, you touched on a good point. You said it may not see it because I could put a post out there, right? And one person could. And they may pick it apart and like, oh, I made a mistake here and here. But somebody else, like you said, they're not going to see it. They're not going to know the mistake.
Not.
Only you're going to know the mistake.
Yeah, because you got to think about how many posts do you see, like, depending on how much on social media, how many posts do you see a day?
That's a good question. I don't even know.
Exactly. Exactly. Prospects are the same way. They're not going to remember that post past 3 seconds, because they're getting so much information thrown at them. Yeah. They're not going to focus on, they're not just going to stop and be like, TJ had this, said this by his business, or he didn't answer this. You know, they're not really, it's really no downside to it. Now, you can't just make a controversial post. That's a whole nother different thing, outside of those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you touched on about having goals. What are some actionable steps you can see a business doing to improve their marketing?
So, of course, first thing is goals.
Yeah.
Second thing you need to do, your target audience. And what you need to do is create what's called a target audience profile.
Mm-hmm.
Get things like demographics, which their age range, possible gender, if that matters, what region, location are they in, those demographics. And then look at the psychographics. What are their pain points? What are questions that they may ask you? Why is it that this group would need it? So let's say my animation business. Demographics, I realized between 30 and 55-year-olds, I was going to deal with people in marketing positions. Of course, I can service anywhere, but in the southern region, I have more of a physical touch that I can do. If I wanted to reach out to people in California, I know that it's going to have to be through social media. So me knowing these things kind of helped me cater how I can communicate.
Yep.
So, you know, if I want to reach marketing professionals here in the local region, I need to join my chambers, my South Haven Chamber. I need to get a network group. I need to get out there.
Yep.
So it kind of helps you formulate a plan when you have a target audience and kind of pick up, you know, build a profile.
Yeah.
Because you want to know the secret. Coca-Cola and big corporate organizations, they've been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you keep seeing on the news that these social medias are collecting information. You know, you got the Siri. It's because they're collecting this information to build a target audience profile to see where they need to put these advertisements. So in a small business community, we haven't been taught that, so we don't know. But that's really the first fundamental step, because kind of like what you were saying earlier, if you don't know this information, you're kind of throwing spaghetti on the wall. You're just shooting in the dark. And as we know, that's not a very high percentage way to get consistent sales. The way to get consistent sales is knowing who you're talking to.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors. Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. Would you like to be a sponsor? Contact Debbie King at 662-342-6114 for more information. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Robbie Yates.
And then after that target audience profile, we talked about goals, we talked about target audience profile. Next is the sales funnel. And a lot of businesses haven't heard of a sales funnel, but it's kind of like your roadmap. How am I going to turn a stranger into a loyal customer? You know, so you got your awareness stage, your nurturing stage, your conversion stage. And then what are you going to do? Like, what product or service package do you have to where they can keep buying from you? Subscription, retainer, bundle, whatever it is, do you have that offering? And so a lot of businesses don't really have that map of, okay, how do I get someone to notice me, first hear about me, and then how do I nurture that sale, build that relationship, and then how do I convert a prospect into a customer, and then a customer into a loyal customer? So, like, knowing that roadmap, even though all these things, as you can see, it seems like a lot of work, but this is the back-end work that's going to it's the missing piece.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to help somebody generate some more revenue.
Yes. Yeah, consistently. And, you know, you can always expand on that plan. You can create more target audience profiles, create more sales funnels. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's going to be your foundation no matter what. You just build upon it.
Yeah, absolutely. What I like, too, is talking about the animation aspect. So if somebody doesn't want to have their face on camera,
right,
then they could use your aspect for the animation.
Exactly.
And they could just have that for their business.
Exactly.
They could do a post if they want to, but if they don't, they're worried about their hair, the looks, the weight, or whatever. But guess what? They don't have to lose weight.
Yeah.
Just do the animation.
Yeah.
And it's right there.
Yeah. And there's many different facets to it because, you know, like you're saying, they won't be on camera, but it can also complement if you have on camera things, you know, because every piece of content has its strong points. Like every social media caters to a specific demographic. Every piece of content caters to different learning styles or give you different feelings. Like if you have real video, like if you're in front of the camera, you have a more emotional impact. You know, you can connect with somebody. They can see your face. Having animation is really strong for storytelling and education. You don't have to worry about finding a location. You can build your location from whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so it's real strong in storytelling. Text only, you know, if you have a short post, people can consume it in like 30 seconds or less.
Yeah.
And then, you know, picture with text, it gives you that little visual like a museum, and then you go see what the caption's about. So each piece of content is important. The only thing is a lot of businesses haven't had access to animation, so it's like you're missing one-fourth of the piece of content, but with animation, you kind of complete it all together. Because if you look at my social media, I don't just post all animation. I have videos of me talking. I have text. I have pictures, but I also have a strong piece of animation just so I can hit every cycle, every cylinder.
I like that. As if a quadrant, and you're trying to cover all bases.
Exactly.
Versus pigeonhole being stuck in two or three.
Exactly.
Got four going.
Exactly. You want to be universal in your content. You want to mix it up. That's how you prevent people from getting bored or, you know, having your content look the same to where they scroll. You know, if you have a different piece, you know, you don't even have to have different content. It can be the same content. It can just look different because, you know, it takes a minute. People have to see stuff multiple times to get it anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can just repurpose the content into different ways.
Yeah, I like that. So you talked about the content, the goal setting, and everything that encompasses. But is there anything that you think that somebody, if they want to increase their customers, what was something that you would recommend? Lay you through a lot of that. Is there anything else that you think that like a missing piece that they could add? Do you recommend?
Yeah, like
increase customers.
So a content outline and a content calendar. If you want to be consistent when it comes to social media, which is where a lot of people get stuck at, right there, that execution piece. Make it easier yourself to execute. Go ahead and create a content outline. Content outline can come from your target audience. You remember we talked about pain points and what common questions. Create a content outline of what are common questions I get when I'm sitting in front of a prospect. What are questions they're asking me? What are things they don't understand? what are objections they're throwing at me? Because I guarantee you there are people on social media that haven't asked you, but they're thinking this thing. So if you're proactive with it, then you're able to close more sales because you're hitting the information that actually matters. Yeah. So that content outline, if you have like 30 topics that you can hit on, common questions, common objections, what are the things they should be asking me, but they're not? What are basic things about my business? Mm-hmm. What are different, I'm real big on value. So for example, with digital marketing, if I wanted to add value to my target audience, I would talk about the same things I'm talking about in this interview, target audience, sales funnel. Those are things I should be putting out on social media. So that content outline is going to help you. When you're trying to think about content, you can just refer back to it, just start writing about that. Your content calendar is pretty much letting you know on what day, when am I going to post. On Monday, I may put something motivational. On Tuesday, it may be straight value. Three, I may show a sample of my animated video on Wednesday. On Thursday, it may be hearing from my audience. What do you all want to learn about? What are some things you're struggling with in digital marketing? And then on Friday, it can be a Friday fun day. You know, just kind of just me talking in front of a camera, just showing maybe by AI, showing AI tools, showing social media tools. Mm-hmm. So that content calendar kind of is already laid out. So now I can either go ahead and schedule it. You know, you can use Meta Business Suite or schedule on YouTube, or I could just copy and paste it on the day that it falls on. So you got to make it easier on yourself because social media is a full-time job, but you have other tasks that you're doing, operations, finances, go talk to customers, networking. So you don't have time to just spend all day on social media. So make it easier on yourself. So content outline and then content calendar are ways you can make it easier on yourself when it comes to execution.
Yeah, I like how you're talking about easy on the execution side, because you're right, it can, people get bogged down and think, man, that's so much, I've got so much stuff to do about my business, I don't have time, but I'm not having that added component for social media. And if they reach out to somebody like you yourself and then be able to hire you on for that, then where it could take their business to propel them, I mean, really, sky's the limit.
Exactly. And even if you do outsource and bring someone else onto your team to handle your social media, you're still going to have to do a little bit of work. You know, you're still going to have to know what you need to talk about, or they're going to have to charge you more because they're going to have to figure it out. Yep. So regardless, this information has to get figured out anyways. So you might as well go ahead and do it on the front end. Because like I said, the reason social media is a full-time job, because you got to create the content. You got to find the content, get the topics, post the content. Yep. Like, those are different responsibilities that as business owners know, it takes time. And you have to know how to operate these social media channels as well, which a lot of people aren't as digitally savvy as they would want to be.
Yeah. It's really not any different, in my opinion, for somebody who, if they're wanting to grow their business, but they're getting so bogged down with the numbers, so they hire a bookkeeper.
Exactly.
They hire a accountant, like, okay, I'm going to let them handle the back end of the bookkeeping, the numbers. I'm going to focus on growth, sales, and then they can tie in if they have, you know, reach out to you for the marketing side. Then it really forced. Go forward to hire some more people in place to grow the business, to sell. So, no, I like that, man.
And you know what's crazy is because marketing is not as concrete as other things like operation and finance. And finance, like you said, bookkeeper, you kind of know exactly what you're going to get. You know the results. With operations, you kind of know exactly what needs to be done, what you're going to get. With marketing, you really want more revenue and more customers, but there's so many different ways that you can go out there and get it.
Yep.
It's like, it's almost like a gamble in a lot of business owners. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's think about ads. We know ads put you in front of the right people, but you're not 100% sure if this ad is going to work. You know, we know billboards get you seen in front of thousands of people that drive by, but you don't know if that billboard is going to bring you money. So that's what makes people hesitant about marketing, or, you know, less hesitant on spending on marketing, is because you don't know if that dollar is going to come back to more dollars.
Yeah.
But think about it. Marketing is so vital because that's the only section in the business that actually correlates to you getting customers.
Yep.
Although the operationals, you're fulfilling orders, marketing gets you to find those people that you need to do it. Because to me, and this is a very heated debate between marketing professionals, but in my opinion, sales is under the marketing department. And so literally marketing is how your company makes its money.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see how there'd be a debate.
Yeah.
We can go down that rabbit hole, but that makes sense. Well, man, I tell you what, man, time has wrapped up fast. I greatly appreciate what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But so basically, people can get in touch with you if they want.
So I have a business Facebook and LinkedIn page under TJS Animation Workshop. And I have my personal brand business pages on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. Mm-hmm. Under my government name, Terrence Green Jr., TerrenceE Green, like the color, and then Jr. So you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm very active on those pages. Oh, and follow our YouTube page, TJ's Animation Workshop. Find all our animated videos, our best animated videos on YouTube.
Absolutely. One thing I want to touch on that, what you mentioned about all your channels, it's all the same. So that way you can say, hey, it's here. I think if people make a mistake or they have their Instagram is different from the Facebook and then the sign in. So have it consistent across the board makes it easy to buy.
Right. And the thing about the only differences, again, with the social media pages or platforms are they cater to different demographics. So although my Facebook and LinkedIn, they pretty much have the same content, I have my corporate and my government entities. I put them on my LinkedIn, and my small business owners and nonprofits, I have them on my Facebook. That way, if I need to reword the captions in a specific way, of course, because those are two different operating systems, I can, it's streamlined. I don't have to guess, well, I have a mix of government, nonprofits, and small business on my Facebook. I'm not really, you know what I'm saying, everybody's kind of in the same boiling part, which when I'm separating them, now I know exactly kind of who I'm talking to, and that language can be catered to those specific people. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you got a lot going on. I appreciate what you're doing, and all the best to you. I think it's time, TJ.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Okay.
Please visit www.southhavenbusinessbeat.com for more episodes. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Pure Focus Media. Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Want to join the South Haven Chamber? Visit www.southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.